I'll never forget that smell. Burning, acrid odor. These men and women didn't just visit it once, but time and time again to carry out the cleanup of Ground Zero. Unfortunately, thousands of first responders and survivors, including many who reside in my home state of Colorado, now suffer from illnesses and diseases from these toxins that they inhaled day after day after day in the recovery efforts at Ground Zero. It is unacceptable for this Congress to fail these heroes and their families. It is unacceptable to fail these families and the heroes of September 11th. There is no time to waste. As Congress debates this issue, more and more people are becoming ill, more and more people are suffering, and today people like Lou Alvarez came to Washington, D.C., postponing a chemotherapy treatment to advocate for his fellow heroes. The fund expires at the end of this year if we do not act. These men and women have already been forced to reduce their compensation. We've seen a reduction in their compensation to the 9/11 first responders due to the impending insolvency.
Colorado Senator Cory Gardner earlier today on the United States Senate floor talking about trying to get the passage of the 9/11 compensation bill through and swiftly. Senator Gardner joins us on the Newsline. Always a pleasure to have you, my friend. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks, Stephen. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. I want to stick with this to start, and that is, how in the hell is this even an issue in D.C.?
It's pretty incredible. You know, we had the bill passed years ago. There was an agreement a few years ago to extend it, and they got, you know, some part of it extended, but the Victims Compensation Fund is now basically hitting the end, and so they're actually starting to ration dollars that are going to victims of 9/11. They're starting to see reductions in this. And, you know, I told the story, and you played it there, of Lou Alvarez, an inspector who was on the ground at Ground Zero who has developed 9/11-related cancer, missing a chemotherapy treatment, going to have it set up for tomorrow so that he could come to Washington and beg Congress to do something that ought to have already been done long ago.
It's, well, I hope, and tip of the cap to you, I hope your words resonated to Madam President and other of your you know, fellow politicians, that this should, we have too many other pressing issues in this great country of ours to have, and this is obviously my opinion, to have this even be an issue. This is, a to me, a no-brainer, and probably, no offense to you, one of the reasons why so many people hate Washington. Let's talk about immigration.
Yeah.
Immigration has been obviously the stalwart topic for President Trump. Where are we with that? What do you think? I know that a lot of people in Colorado were questioning why you were against the tariffs. Kind of talk about that.
Yeah, you bet. Look, I believe we have to have a strong border security. We have to have an immigration plan in place that actually works. I don't think people are opposed to immigration. I think people are opposed to illegal immigration and trying to find a solution that would stop the, you know, the hundreds of thousands of people that we see coming across the border in a just absolute humanitarian crisis that has been created. I don't like tariffs. I think tariffs are a tax on the American people and American consumers. And, you know, when I see organizations like conservative organizations that have said that the tariffs will offset the tax cuts, the economic benefit of the tax cuts, I am concerned about that policies, because in my mind, one of the best things about the last several years has been a growing economy, and we have to continue that. And when you're sort of put in a place of increasing taxes through a tariff, I just simply don't agree with that. We've got to make sure that we pass some of the new border security efforts that are coming forward right now. There's a request that even the New York Times has said needs to move, because even the New York Times is now recognizing a humanitarian crisis on the border. And I think, you know, when the president says things like the government of Mexico has now done more than the Democrats in Congress, it ought to make people question what exactly Congress is doing.
Do you agree with that statement by the president?
I am hard pressed to disagree with something when you look at Democrats who are refusing to support even one point some billion dollars when just a year ago they were supportive of $25 billion for border security.
Right.
It's a big question what they're willing to do.
We're talking with Senator Cory Gardner, kind enough to give us some time here on 710 KNUS. As you know, on Friday, you know, I said from the beginning, and I don't think I was too far out on the plank to assume that these tariffs weren't going to be implemented. Something was going to be done by this past Monday. So Friday came out. Do you give President Trump, the administration, credit for whatever it was, talking tough, backing Mexico into a corner? Do you agree with how the process happened?
Well, I think it's a good thing that Mexico agreed to find some solutions to work, whether it's the additional border security measures they're taking, additional border checkpoints, the changes to some of the enforcement mechanisms. Again, I don't like tariffs, and I just think you can't be a free market Republican and support tariffs. I just think those two things are incompatible with each other, and I want to make sure that we're not taxing the Coloradans. I don't think the legacy of the Republican leadership ought to be a tax increase, and that's what I'm afraid tariffs would do. And that's why I'm glad they didn't take effect.
Let me ask you this. Do you feel that you are... Is there a disconnect right now between you and some of your constituents in Colorado, or do you feel like things are okay?
If by that you mean people who wanted a tariff, I think I've made it very clear throughout my time in Congress that I don't support tariffs. Never have, never will. And I campaigned and told people that I don't support tariffs. I'm a free market Republican. And that's what I'll continue to be.
What about other
issues? In terms of pro-energy, I'm going to continue to be pro-energy. In terms of social issues, I'm not a social issues warrior. It seems like the Democrats want more and more to be social issue warriors, Democratic candidates do. I'm just not that person. And I'm going to continue to be a strong proponent of our national security, stand up for our coalitions and our allies. And that's what I'm going to continue to fight for.
I have voted for you. I will vote for you again. And what I don't understand, and we've talked about this, this being talk radio, it's different than me just being the newsman when I was with the other station and asking you these questions. But I'm still surprised that there's anger with some of our listeners saying, Cory Gardner's not, you don't have the cojones to tell him he's not conservative enough. What do you say to those people? And I know that at least your staff is getting emails or Facebook comments or whatever. Are you conservative enough in 2019?
Well, you know, I am. I believe that I do what's right for Colorado to get government out of the way, to let America work, to limit government. I don't think that tariffs are a conservative position. I really don't. I think that free market capitalism is a strong conservative position. If people want to support tariffs, I'm just not that guy.
Got it. I know your time is limited, so I want to get to another couple of issues. The BLM, doesn't it make sense to have it in the West, headquartered here? And I know you've talked a lot about having the BLM headquartered here in Colorado.
Absolutely right. That's why I have been pushing this idea for a number of years now. When I first came up with it during the Obama administration, had another great conversation today with Secretary of Interior David Bernhardt about it. Just this morning, I talked to him once again about it and talked to Chairman Lisa Murkowski, who is the head of the appropriations bill that has the BLM funding within it, about what we need to do to prepare for a move. Look, it's plain and simple. Why? It's clear. I believe decisions are best made when they're local.
Yeah.
That's why the state legislature is important. The state school board is important. Being more, local, the government, the more responsive it is. And I think BLM, which has almost all 99.9% of its acreage west of the Mississippi River, is going to be more responsive to its base constituency, which is the people of the West, when it is located and headquartered in the West.
So where are we with that? How soon could there be a decision made? And obviously, a lot of people would be disappointed, including you, if that didn't happen.
So the Secretary has told me that he wants to make this decision by the fall, that they are in the process. You know, unfortunately, some of the obstruction that has blocked all these nominees blocked a nominee by the name of Susan Combs, whose job it is at the Department of Interior to really do some of the economic work on the BLM move. Now, she just finally got confirmed after 600-plus days about 2 weeks ago. And so she is now finally able to do this work, full-time focus on this now. So I think that timeline will hold. We'll see it, hopefully, a decision by the end of this fall as they look at different reorganizations of BLM and its headquarter directorate.
Right. Do you have any regrets? I know, and maybe clarify for people, you were not at the United States Air Force Academy when President Trump delivered the commencement speech last week. I thought it was weird, not just saying you, I thought it was weird that there was really not a Republican Colorado delegation feel at Falcon Stadium. Why weren't you there? Just clarify that.
Yeah, no, I felt horrible that we weren't there. We had made a longstanding commitment to our daughter that if she did well in school, we would go on some family time together, which we did. We had it planned for about 6 months. And then when we found out a month ago or so that the president was coming to the Air Force Academy, I felt awful. But, I believe my family comes first. It's something we had made a promise to her that we would do 6 months ago, and that's what we did.
I mean, to me, friends, simple as that. And if you put the Cory Gardner that I know, you would say the exact thing that you just did. Family first. I mean, you want to be the best senator you can be. I feel like I'm on a campaign stump speech for you, but you want to be the best senator you can be, but you're a father first. And if anybody in Washington has that, transposed, I think there's a problem.
And look, the Air Force Academy graduation is an incredible experience. And if anybody has not had the opportunity to do so, I hope they will. The pomp, the circumstance, and to see these young men and women walk across the stage and celebrate they spent 4 years working their tails off, yep, to receive one of the best educations in the United States, and they're going to go put their lives on the line to pay for that education. It is incredible, and of course, it was a great thing that the president was there. I was very glad he was there, and anytime he can come to Colorado, we can show him the best that Colorado has to offer. I hope he will come often to share the best of Colorado with us.
Two more questions, I promise. And I always like to end on a funny, so we will do that. But who calls whom? Does Cory Gardner's campaign call the White House, hey, would the president be interested in campaigning for me in Colorado? Or does the president reach out? And if he does, do you want President Trump to campaign for you in Colorado?
Yeah, look, I think I've said it before. I mean, I want the president to see the great things that we're doing in Colorado. I would hope that every member of our congressional delegation would want the president to see the great things that we are doing in Colorado. I hope that he will come to the Pueblo Steel Mill and talk about the things that he can do to expand jobs in Pueblo, Colorado. I was glad to see the president come to Air Force Academy. I'd like to see him come and make an announcement about SpaceCom being located in Colorado or the BLM moving to Colorado. And again, I hope that that's something that Democrats and Republicans and everybody else can come together and celebrate. And it's the work you do on a campaign together. It's the work that you do for policy together. At the end of the day, it's about improving the state of Colorado and this country. It's not about partisan politics. And, the divisiveness that you would think, people who don't want the president to come to your state to share the good news of what you're doing, I think that's taken partisanship a step too far.
Yeah, you've been kind with your time. My final thing is, I have a colleague here who is whining about the fact that he hasn't been able to have, and I say it because I love him, Randy Corcoran wants to talk with you on his show. Here's what he said to me yesterday.
Ask him why he will go on the radio with you and Kaplis and Ross Kaminsky and stays away from me or Peter or Chuck and Julie or anybody else who might disagree with some of the things that he does.
All right. That's your opportunity. Speak right to him.
Look, again, I know Randy. I don't know the other folks that you're talking about.
Yeah.
But look, I hope that we can make it work sometime. I don't know that we will, but I hope we can. Look, I enjoy these conversations, and we'll continue to.
I don't know if I'll be able to, but hey, there you go. Listen, always a pleasure to talk with you. I'm sure here come the hate mails right now because I'm just not too tough on you. But I've told people, Republicans, conservatives, if you don't like Cory Gardner and you think the best deal is to not vote for him or just not vote, you're idiots. So I will have that be my opinion. You have yours, and we'll talk to you soon down the road.
Hey, thanks, Devin. Take care.
Thank you. Thanks. Senator Cory Gardner. All right. Bring it up. And by the way, to Mr. or Mrs. Texter,
see, you didn't hold him on the bat.
Maybe next time, why don't you just call him and interview him? We're way late, thanks to Senator Cory Gardner. Your reaction's coming up next, 710 KNUS.
Stephen Tubbs, News Talk 710 KNUS.
Thanks again to Senator Cory Gardner for joining us for nearly 20 minutes here on 710 KNUS. Went a little long with him, and I appreciate his staff. Got a nice text back, no problem. So look forward to his next visit. 303-696-1971. Probably time for one phone call. Be patient. We'll start the 6 o'clock hour off with this. Your reactions to Senator Gardner and what he said, or maybe in some answers, did not say. Bill joins us on 710 KNUS. Good evening.
Hi there, Stephan.
Hi.
I get a little irritated with the senator and for not supporting the president. And I guess next election, I'm going to be a little too busy with my family to vote for.
Well, no offense to you, Bill. I think it's a mistake.
Yeah, well, but what does he do for us?
He's a Republican. That should be enough.
But is it? I mean, does he have
it? It should be. When you look at the numbers, do you want one more seat to go to a Democrat in the United States Senate?
Well, how much daylight is there between Cory Gardner and a Democrat?
Obviously, you're not going to convince me. I'm not going to convince you. So I'll give you the final word. Go ahead.
All right. I think he needs to kind of refocus on, if he believes in free trade, he needs to look at our trading partners and see if they're giving us a fair deal. We're trading with people that use slave labor to produce products, and he thinks we should just, what we have is free trade?
Yeah.
I think that's ridiculous.
Well, I will say that.
He hangs his hat on that because he gets paid by the Chamber of Commerce.
All right. There you go. Thank you. Right up against the top of the hour. Here's the deal. I think if you go back and prove me wrong, I mean, a lot of people love to do that, so that's fine. Prove me wrong. Was Cory Gardner against tariffs when he was in the United States Senate when Barack Obama was president? If he wasn't, then there's an issue here. If he's been against tariffs from the beginning through Obama, through Trump to date, he's sticking by what he says. I'm not trying to defend the guy.